This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's getting hot. It's getting really, really hot. People are getting ready for the weekend, for the summer. They're going to get ready for, you know, some beach time. And many of us bought bulk sunscreen. And we have sunscreen in a cupboard in the bathroom or in a suitcase that we never officially unpacked. And when the family says, all right, pack the sunscreen, you grab one of the extra bottles or creams or containers that you bought in bulk a year or 2 years ago. Do not use expired sunscreen. Expired sunscreen may not work as well. Some of the sunscreen might look discolored. It might have a different smell. I know sunscreen's expensive. It is going up in price. And because we use so much of it, but please don't use the expired sunscreen. And many of you have asked, well, what? Sorry, just had something to eat. still trying to finish my breakfast. What sort of sunscreen level should we get? I usually recommend at least 30 SPF. Some people ask, should I get a sunscreen or a sunblock? What's the difference? Okay, so real quickly here, sunscreens absorb the UV rays. Sunblocks disperse them. They block them. So sunscreens and blocks, they use chemicals to either disperse or absorb them. So sunscreens will either absorb them and disperse them, and they'll use inorganic compounds such as PABA or oxybenzone to help absorb them. Those are organic compounds, actually. They're organic. The inorganic ones, like titanium dioxide and zinc oxide, will help block the sun, hence sunblock. So your sunblocks will have the titanium dioxide, zinc oxide. Your sunscreen will have the PABA oxybenzone. Now, the purpose of these sunscreens is you want to avoid dangerous UV rays getting into the body because it could cause free radicals. It could cause oxidative damage and obviously cause cancer. UVA, I remember this by UVA going all the way. UVA rays will penetrate the epidermis and dermis. They could cause premature aging of the skin, wrinkles, skin cancer. UVB, B is for burning. So UVB light, B rays are known more for burning. They will affect the epidermis. Those rays are shorter. They cause sunburn, and they could also cause skin cancer. So they both could be dangerous. I think UVC goes out into the atmosphere. UVC rays are much longer. Oh, see, Siri's even helping us define it. So when you buy a sunscreen or sunblock, there's going to be SPF. Now, the SPF is your sun protection factor. What that does is you factor it into the time you're going to be able to burn versus the number that it has. So, for example, if you have an SPF of 30, 30 means if, let's say, your skin burns in 10 minutes, you could take that SPF 30, multiply it by 10, and in theory, you won't burn for 300 minutes. Now, I don't like that. I don't like people doing a calculation because they'll say, well, honestly, Dahlia, I don't burn until I'm out there for 20 minutes. So 20 times 30 means 600. I don't like that because I think the sunscreen loses efficacy. It gets absorbed. It starts to metabolize, especially for the sunscreen. The sunblock or sunscreen could get washed off with sweat, with swimming. So you need to reapply it. And so you don't want to just be out in the sun for 300 minutes with your SPF of 30. An SPF of 15 blocks about 93% of UVB rays. SPF of 30 blocks 97% of UVB rays. So you get a big jump from 15 to 30. SPF of 50, which I used to use for my kids, only gave you a little bit extra protection. I don't mind if you want to use 30 or 50. That's fine. But we want at least an SPF of 30. And so when you apply it, you got to apply it evenly. Many of us will throw it on the face, start up, and then by the time we get lower, it thins out. You got to do your, I think it's like 1 centimeter per, let me find how we use this. We do 1 teaspoon per body part. So your chest, well, my chest might need a tablespoon. But anyway, it's 1 teaspoon per body part. Chest, arm, leg, face, neck. You need to, though, you don't apply it right before the kid's about to jump into the pool. You need to apply it at least 15 minutes so it soaks in. Now, I know a lot of parents are like, I don't want this soaking in. I don't want my kid having chemicals soaking into their body. And there is some debate on our ubiquitous use of sunscreen and if it could be dangerous with the chemicals. And there's been back and forth on the oxybenzone and some of the other chemicals and what it could do. But as far as I'm concerned, I've seen enough skin cancer and I've seen enough skin damage. And I've seen a lot of my relatives who would bake in the sun, now all wrinkly, that I think it should be in moderation. If you're going to be out in the sun, you need to put some on to protect yourself. But you shouldn't be baking in the sun. Right? As you can see, I'm not tan. And maybe I lost out on a lot of dates. You know, maybe nobody wants to cast me in their movie because I don't tan very well and I'm afraid of the sun having some precancerous lesions. But you know what? I'm afraid of skin cancer. So I don't want to be baking in the sun just for something temporary that could cause a lifetime of damage. However, it is not healthy to be indoors all the time. You have to get some sun for the vitamin D. Not to mention, I think there's even more health benefits from sun exposure. So there's a fine line. Now, people ask, well, then should I just put sunscreen on my face and leave my arms open so I get sun? The problem is I had a precancerous lesion on my arm. You could still get cancer anywhere. You could even get melanoma where the sun don't shine. So you'd still have to be very, very careful and be aware. But I do think that there is a fine line. We just haven't been able to get the guidance on just how much sun we should get that's healthy for us, because it's that balance between getting skin cancer and getting your vitamin D and the other health benefits. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So if you thought the Roe v. Wade controversy was getting people's panties all up in a bunch, this student loan debt forgiveness is as well. And I have seen people pretty upset about where this is going. And I'm mixed on it. I told you how I'm mixed. I think colleges are overcharging students. I think colleges are taking advantage. And I believe that they should be the ones to help relieve the debt, not the taxpayer. That's not an option, but that would be my choice. I don't think the taxpayers should be on the hook for this, but I think the colleges should. Why should the colleges keep getting all this money? Meanwhile, we are paying for it. I'm very mixed on the topic. But we're being told by CNBC that since 1980, the total cost of four-year public and private colleges has nearly tripled. Student loan debt has ballooned to over $1.6 trillion for more than 45 million borrowers. One-third of borrowers never attain a degree. Those who graduate do so with close to $25,000 in debt. Some of you have asked, how much did I borrow? For undergrad, thank God I didn't have to borrow because I worked multiple part-time jobs to support myself, and I got an academic scholarship that covered my classes. I still had to pay for books, room and board, supporting myself, all that, but I was able to, thank God, not necessarily have to pay for classes. I think I still have to pay for labs and books and things and other fees, parking and all that, but I was able to not borrow for undergrad. For medical school, I borrowed, I think, between 80 and 90 grand. But, again, I staved that off by waiting tables throughout medical school. So I worked. I don't want the average student to have to do that, but that's what I did. Because I wanted to borrow as little as possible. And then I did pay off my student loans. It was a pain in the butt, but I did. Now, that doesn't mean I want everybody else to go through what I went through, but that is part of the process of borrowing. If you want something and it's going to cost more money, then you, let's say you want to go to Pepperdine and not a state school. Even though I think state schools are great, but Pepperdine is gorgeous. And you want to go there, but it's going to cost a lot more money that you don't have, so you want to borrow for it. Well, if you want to borrow the money so you could go to one of these gorgeous, fancy schools with a view of the ocean, then it's going to cost you, and there will be interest, and then you'll have to pay it back. And it's an agreement that has been long accepted by many, because whenever you borrow money for your car, for your house, we'll let you live there, even though you can't afford it right now. But you are bound by a loan. That's just the way that things work. The Biden administration wants to, and this all happened during the Democratic primary, appease the younger voters. And they were saying they wanted to write off student debt. Well, they found that that was going to be a little difficult to do. Not to mention the government, with all their spending, needs that money. So after the ups and downs and the roller coaster that it was for students, Biden agreed on a $10,000 forgiveness. And we would he would up it to $20,000 for those who received a Pell Grant. Now, some of you would say, well, if they received a Pell Grant, why do they get more money off? Isn't a Pell Grant free money? Well, I think it's because it implies people who qualified for a Pell Grant were underserved and wouldn't have had the money to pay student debt. So I think it was because those were more at a financial disadvantage. So the Supreme Court is going to be looking at it. Jason Furman, Harvard economics professor and former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, told CNBC, at this point in our economy, we really don't need to be adding $500 billion of deficit spending for that purpose, and frankly includes wealthy law students and business school graduates getting tens of thousands of dollars. Now, in October, courts blocked the continuation of the plan due to lawsuits. There's been lawsuits by individual states, the GOP, and the Supreme Court has agreed to hear two of the legal challenges. One brought by six GOP-led states that argue that forgiveness is going to hurt the companies in their states that service federal student loans, and another involving two plaintiffs who say they've been harmed by the policy by the fact that they are partially or fully excluded from the loan forgiveness. Now, we thought that where the Supreme Court was going to weigh in on is the authority Biden has. Now, they might, but where the Supreme Court, people are like, well, why did this get up to the Supreme Court? Because it does a president have the right to bypass Congress and say, whatever we've set up in terms of money coming in or money coming out, I can make an executive order and just fix it. And I can just wipe it off. That could be cool for a lot of people, but is it by, did it have to go through Congress? And advocates of this are saying, look, you know, if it doesn't work, then have Biden ask Congress to pass a law or pass a bill that then says the whole student loan plan is now moot. Then you don't have to pay back your student loans, or we could write this off, or you could ask Congress to make any bill you like on that. But that's difficult. It's difficult to get that through. You have a lot of Democrats who paid their student loans who are very unhappy. You saw some go up to some of the candidates during the last election saying, I just paid off my student loans. What are you talking about? So do I get the money too? And it's very, very tricky. Now, apparently there's the HEROES Act of 2003, which grants the U.S. Secretary of Education the authority to waive regulations related to student loans during national emergencies. So that is how they were able to put off loan payments. So many of the students have not had to pay any of their payments over the last few years. And I get that. They can't work. They weren't going to school. I get that. But now that COVID is not a national emergency, does that HEROES Act of 2003 still stand? And what an emotional role. I really feel bad for the students. This is a cluster and a half. For these students to think all their student loans getting wiped off, and then maybe not, and maybe it is. And I told you, I have a son in college, and I was even thinking, should he just start borrowing? Because if there is going to be a precedent set, and you don't have to pay back your student loans, that could be $10,000 free money. My other son, we didn't borrow. We paid for his college, and he also got scholarships. And so now a lot of people are rethinking, going, well, wait a second, should we then just borrow? Because that would suck to have to pay cash and not have played the system. So it's kind of a mess. And where I stand as a doctor is all those billions of dollars, or the trillions of dollars, the 1.6 trillion, as much as I love college students, gosh, that could go to the homeless veterans. That could go to fixing our VA system. That could go to fixing our hospitals and medical centers and adding more. A college student's $10,000 loan, I mean, honestly, if somebody had said, Dahlia, we will take off $10,000 of your student loan debt, I would say, thank you, that's awesome. But it's not that necessary if you need the money for something else. Well, we do. We keep talking about that we don't have enough money. We need to raise the debt ceiling. We need to spend more. Well, then why aren't you using the income from the student loans? Now, those payments do start again in August. But again, the students are, do we pay or default? Those individuals who weren't timely with their student loans may now actually benefit, as opposed to those of us who paid on time and paid them off. Lost out. What are they doing here? It is a very unpopular move. It's only popular for those with active loans, but anybody who had student loans, they're like, okay, that sucks, because I can't take advantage of that. Now, is that an answer? Should they, for anybody who's ever had a student loan, get $10,000 tax credit to shut everybody up? But no, what about those individuals who didn't go to college? Because they couldn't afford to when they went to the trades. That's not fair to them. So there's a fairness component, and I don't know if the U.S. Supreme Court could weigh in on that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The budget talks are on pause. The word from one of the negotiators, Louisiana Republican Gary Graves, who walked out of the meeting today.
And I think people are willing to have reasonable conversations about how you can actually move forward and do the right thing. Then we're not going to sit here and talk to ourselves.
Graves says he's not sure if there will be another meeting over the weekend. A White House negotiator says they're playing it by ear. The G7 leaders are promising to, in the words of a draft statement, act in their national interest regarding China. And they've agreed on new sanctions on Russia over the war in Ukraine. They'll meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Japan on Sunday. The Republican presidential field is growing. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott plans to file paperwork today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to formally announce next week. And former Vice President Mike Pence says we'll know his plans by the end of June. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love going to Disneyland. I've been to Disney World a couple times. It's hard because I can't take the time off to enjoy the whole park. You really need to be there for at least, you need to be there at least 5 days to see all Epcot and Animal Kingdom and the Magic Kingdom. And it's also hotter. At Disney Orlando, there's more humidity, and whenever I do have time off, it's usually more humid. So, since we live 3 hours and 30 minutes away from Disneyland, me and the kids go there a lot more. We've gone there more often. And one of my sons, he wants to go there twice a year. He's, 22? He just loves Disney. And that's good. It's good to know that my kids had a happy childhood and they do like things from their childhood, although they really weren't into a lot of the Disney movies. They just love the rides and they just love being at Disneyland. So we do go to Disney a lot. I know that, Disney's been very mixed with their politics and what's been happening with Florida, and it stinks because originally the CEO said we're not going to weigh in on politics, and their employees pushed them to take a stand, and now they're at war with DeSantis, and it's a mess. And I really do believe that when people want when they look at sports, just like with the controversy with Adidas or Bud Light, when they look at beer or sports or Disney, they want politics free. And the powers that be want politics in everything. How many of you have gone to church or temple and politics are brought up? I got upset. I'm like, I'm trying to come here just to pray. Why during a sermon is politics brought up or a political candidate? It frustrates me. And I don't know if it's the powers that be want politics and everything. You would think go to school. Math, science, you could get through without politics. No. It's everywhere. And I'm frustrated, and that's why I think people are angry, because there's no escape. I love listening to the Star Spangled Banner. And it stinks that what they did was stop airing that, so that the kneeling wouldn't become such a big focus. Now, that might have solved the kneeling issue, but really? So now we can't listen to the Star Spangled Banner? Was that the end goal? I don't know. And I think we're very, very frustrated, because if you told me, Dahlia, where do you go to escape the politics? I can't say social media. I can't say the movies. It's all in your movies. I can't say TV. I can't say, well, I take a class online. I can't say, well, I watch sports. So we need to have things that will be safe places. And that's the way it used to be. I remember growing up, my parents said, never talk politics and never talk religion, because it will never go well with people. Just, we don't talk politics and we don't talk religion. Like, well, I love talking, because I had friends who were LDS and friends who were Protestant and Episcopalian and Catholic and Jewish and Muslim. I love talking to all of them about religions and how they looked at things. And we never got into a fight. But maybe it's because people want safe spaces. I can't tell you how many times I walk into a party and you'll hear somebody ripping on some politician. And you'll hear people going, I don't want to talk politics. And they go to another part of the bar or another part of the room. Well, Disney, interesting. We've been watching how Disney's been doing. And I've been very impressed with their Star Wars union. When Disney and Lucasfilms joined forces, they incorporated Star Wars themes. And if you've never been to Disneyland or Disney World, you've got to see it. It really is impressive what they've done. I haven't been to the Disney World part, but the Star Wars area in Disneyland, it's fantastic. I don't know if you've seen my pictures online. It's really immersive. Well, apparently at Disney World, they have this hotel, an immersive Star Wars themed hotel. And I didn't go because it was too expensive. I forget what was. It was like $2,500 a night. Well, we're being told that it's going to close down less than 2 years after opening. The Walt Disney Company announced yesterday that the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser two-night hotel is going to embark on its final voyage September 28th to 30th. They said, we are so proud of all the cast members and Imagineers. They don't call their employees. They call them cast members, which I think is really cool, who brought Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser to life. Disney said, thank you to our guests and fans for making this experience so special. So why is it closing? They didn't really say. They acknowledge it set a new bar for innovation and immersive entertainment. meaning maybe it didn't pay. It was this premium boutique experience that they said gave us the opportunity to try new things on a smaller scale of 100 rooms. And I guess the rooms would not have windows because you would be in a room that looked like it looked like a dorm, but it looked like a Star Wars dorm or where you would be on a spaceship. And the bunks, it was very well decorated. And I think the restaurants and you felt like you were on a battleship or, I don't know, the Death Star, whatever you're supposed to be. But people complained that the price was ridiculous. Fans of the Star Wars franchise and Disney have complained about the prices of the 100-room hotel. It makes up less than 0.5% of their Disney room inventory, and the average night cost each person $1,200 or $4,800 for a family of four. Although, actually, this is interesting. Wait a second. The cost is $1,200 per person, $4,800 for two guests. A party of four would be $6,000. Now, who could afford that? The two-day package includes a day trip to Star Wars Galaxy Edge, which is the Galaxy Edge that we have that at Disneyland, but also at Disney World. A Magic Band, valet service, and ongoing immersive interactive entertainment. Now, for people who spend $10,000 on a vacation, if they get to have a Disney experience like this, maybe that's what they want to spend their $10,000 on. But I don't have $10,000 to spend at Disney. But especially in an economy like this. So was it worth it? I don't know. Some people complained about the price. But seeing that happen, I know it's kind of sad because they put a lot of time and money into it. But they're having a lot of issues. I think they were going to open another like satellite location for offices. They called it the Florida campus. But now that they're feuding with Ron DeSantis, they may not move forward with that. And I guess there was the whole 2020 Florida's Department of Economic Opportunity approved the Walt Disney Company for a state tax credit program that would allow Disney to earn $570 million in tax credits over 20 years. Disney planned to build a regional headquarters in Orlando's, Florida's Lake Nona community for 2,000 employees. Construction never started. Now it's going to abandon it because their tax credit deal is already under fire, and DeSantis is looking to change that. So it's, I don't know. You know, seeing what's happening with the Disney should have, as with any other company, not called a bill the Don't Say Gay bill when that's not what the bill was. They could have said, we have issues with some of the content in the bill, but to use that terminology, that means there's no neutrality. And that was misinformation and a false statement. So it's not a good look for them. We'll see what happens. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when somebody gets cancer, such as pancreatic cancer, when people talk about it, they'll say the doctors didn't find it in time. The doctors didn't diagnose it in time. And they might be right. Patient maybe came to their doctor for years, telling them they have abdominal pain or heartburn, and somebody never checked the pancreas. Or, the patient never saw a doctor until their skin was yellow, and they were losing weight, and then the doctor did some tests and said, wow, you have cancer, and the cancer is stage 4, a metastatic spread. So, there is a demand in medicine for us to be able to figure out the cancer way before it gets to the point that we can't fix it. And we've spoken about pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer that just took the life of Jerry Springer, taking the lives of multiple individuals, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Alex Trebek, Michael Landon, Aretha Franklin, Luciano Pavarotti, Alan Rickman, Patrick Swayze, Charlotte Ray, Siegfried Fischbacher from Siegfried and Roy, former Senator Harry Reid. You know, these are cancers that very high profile people who have money and access to health care succumb to. Why? Because we couldn't catch it early. So there's a study that says AI has been shown to predict risk of pancreatic cancers well before symptoms appear. And this new study looked at medical records of 9 million people to identify the risks up to 3 years before diagnosis. Now, this is not anything earth-shattering. We play Monday morning quarterback in medicine, where when somebody has cancer, we go back and say, well, what were their complaints? What were their issues? And then you go backwards. I just had a friend who died of head and neck cancer. Was he having a sore throat, a frequent cough, constant clearing of his throat and sinuses? He could have then maybe not had allergies or COVID or strep, but maybe he had the head and neck cancer. Same thing with breast cancer. The radiologists, well, when they do find breast cancer, pull up all the old images and go, there it was, but it wasn't seen. So AI now is being used to try to pick up breast cancer. It's very easy to try. People look at AI as this magical, miraculous entity. It's actually not. It's a computer that you feed data to and can learn. So if you have a person with an abnormal mammogram and you're looking back at all the old mammograms and you show the computer how to concentrate on that one spot, then it might be able to learn to pick up on the teeny tiny spot that humans missed years prior. It's very easy to train. I'm actually surprised we don't have much more robust AI technology even now. It's not that hard. And I think the reason why we don't is because people realize that we're all out of jobs then. So scientists have found that artificial intelligence could be an effective tool in predicting pancreatic cancer before a single symptom appears. This is a study published in the journal Nature Medicine, and it was published May 8th. And even though we're like, ooh, ah, and in medicine, that is fantastic, it's not a surprise. Anybody who has ever had pancreatic cancer, I asked the family members, you know, what did they go to their doctor with? What were they complaining of? And it's always the same thing. They would have abdominal pain, or they would have acid reflux, or their stools would be different, or they would all of a sudden have diabetes, and they never had diabetes before. And you know, you could look at this, and of course, risk factors for pancreatitis is if you're older. Even though women can get pancreatic cancer, men seem to get it a little bit more often. If you're diabetic, alcohol use, if you've had chronic pancreatitis, genetics, of course, if it's in the family, like the BRCA1 or BRCA gene 2 mutations, those can put one at risk for pancreatic cancer. Hence, if you have a family where there's a lot of breast and ovarian cancer, you might have, as a male, that BRCA1 gene mutation positive for pancreatic cancer. African Americans are at higher risk, Ashkenazi Jews at higher risk, obesity, high-fat diet, having hepatitis B puts you at risk, H. pylori infection. How many people call up telemedicine saying, I want an antibiotic for H. pylori? An antibiotic worked the last time. Antibiotics do work for H. pylori, but is anybody following up on that? Is anybody keeping an eye on your pancreas? So there's no doubt AI can be Monday morning quarterback for this. The team of researchers led by Copenhagen University Hospital in Denmark and Harvard Medical School in Boston completed this study to determine whether AI could flag a person's risk of developing the disease. The results exceeded their expectations. They said it could predict the risk up to 3 years before diagnosis. Now, in 2023, they say there's going to be about 64,050 people in the U.S. diagnosed with it, and the majority of them will die. The five-year survival rate across all stages is at about 12%, better than it used to be. It used to be 5%, but the average five-year survival rate overall is 12% right now. So we would need to screen, do ultrasounds, scans, genetic markers. So the AI machine, the AI and the machine learning methods analyzed medical data from 6 million patients in Denmark, 3 million patients in the U.S. It can learn from large databases and then figure out how to pick things up. So we need this, and I think that's fine. I think the ethics are there. I don't think it could be turned and used for a bad or nefarious reason. I think if we do have, and we are going to need AI and machines, because the average person isn't using a neighborhood, old-time family doc who's been watching you for years. The average person sees a different doctor every single time. So when I get a request for, I need more heartburn medication, even though I've never met you, the first thing I ask is, has anybody looked at your pancreas? Has anybody looked at your stomach? Make sure you don't have esophageal cancer, stomach cancer, an ulcer. Who diagnosed you? Oh, I get this online. Everybody says it's heartburn online. I'm like, I'm going to refer you to a GI doctor. You need to really look at this. And so but if somebody's busy and they're like, you know what, I'm getting paid very little per patient, fine, you just want a refill, here's your refill, bye. Nobody's getting treated. Nobody's getting seen. The reason why I chose family medicine is I thought it was really, really cool to be a doctor that could do everything for that patient and follow that patient and be there for their spouse and their mother and their son and their grandkids. And to take care of everything. You needed a scope, I could do that. You needed a pap smear, I could do that. You needed the baby delivered, I could do that. You need a procedure done, I could do that. Because being that you could then watch and be aware of changes. Somebody walked in and I said, you know, you look gray to me today. That's not your color. What are you talking about? Person ended up having pneumonia. They didn't even know they were sick. But they had a different color to me. And so that we're missing that. We don't have continuity of care anymore. Everybody's insurance changes. This you could keep your doctor was BS. So it's on you to make sure you have somebody watching and consistent. And if you don't, it looks like AI is going to take over. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call.
I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.